Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord, help me to hold on now. Oh Lord, Lord help me to hold down. Oh Lord, Lord help me to hold down until my chains come. Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, Lord, till my chains to come. Oh, Lord, I wonder if anybody will ask the Lord. Lord, help me to hold down. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Help me to hold down. Lord, help me. Help me to hold down until my chains to come. Oh, my Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, I say, Lord, please. Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. I wonder if anybody feel like I do this evening. Lord, help me to hold out. Until my chain to come. Oh, Lord. You see, my way may not be easy. You did not say that it would be. Oh, Lord. But when it get dark, Oh, you told me, oh, I just put my trust in thee. And that's why I'm asking you, Lord. Oh, Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, Lord, help me to hold out. Get tired sometime. Lord, help me hold out. Get a week sometime. Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me. Oh, I stumble sometime, Lord. Lord, help me to hold out. Down. I feel like Job. I know one day I don't have no doubt in my mind. Oh, one day I know my chains will come Oh, in the hands of our praise and worship leader. Come forth.
Amen, amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear the chains have fallen. I hear the chains have fallen. There's an army to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the highest desert. I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the highest desert, I travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, So behold, you as my King. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Fire glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Amen. 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 Welcome. Welcome. You are welcome. 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 Amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. I am yours truly, Evangelist Zadie Alford, your host for this evening, along with my husband, Minister Elsie Alford. Amen, amen. You just heard. Amen, amen. Our second co-host, Evangelist, aspiring Evangelist, Ashayla Hilton. Amen. By way of Houston, Texas. Amen. I love to say how old, 17 years old. Amen. I just wanted to give her age because I am so honored and so proud, amen, to have such a beautiful a person that would do this kind of stuff on this kind of day. Y'all know what I'm talking about on the big Saturday evening. Amen, amen. We just thank God for her, and it's all right to say amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministries and reaching out. Amen. Reaching out, offering God the gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen. In John chapter 4. Amen. Amen. We are reaching out. Amen. To the lost, outcast, hurting, oppressed, depressed, lonely, whatever the situation may be. Amen. 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 Jesus, amen, said, I must needs go through Samaria. Amen, amen. There's a need in our world today. There's a great need in our world today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank God that he has chose just to outreach ministry. Amen, amen, to just show up in the lives of individuals. Amen. No matter what the condition, offering God's gift of love, he still have an extended hand saying, come. Come, drink of this fountain. We will never run dry. Oh, just come, come, come. You will never thirst again. Amen, amen, amen. Right now, we're going to be favored with the scripture from Minister Elsie. All foot, come forward, come forward. Amen. It's all right to say amen. Amen.
Amen. I would like to to all our prayer warriors, everyone today, I would like to share that 100th greatest song. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hear the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence and sing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Enter into his gates, thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and
truth.
Truth.
All generations. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you. Father God, we praise you. Lord, we lift you up. God, we magnify your name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just love you. And we thank you for Minister Hopper. Amen, amen. Is Minister Sheila, on the line at this time? Sister Sheila, are you on the line at this time? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God, amen, amen, for blessing us. Amen. One more time. Amen. Glad to be in the Lord's service. One more time. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. For one more time, God. One more time. And you didn't have to let us live, God. You didn't have to let us live. Oh, God. Bless you. Be on the line. Amen. One more time. Amen. Hello? Okay, if you can keep your phone muted, I would sure appreciate it until you get ready to make a presentation. I got all the lines open because of the youth. I do this, I keep all the lines open. So you can, if you don't mind, just keep your phone on muted until you get ready to make a presentation. I appreciate you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, for all. Oh, God, for allowing us, first of all, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for allowing us one more time, oh, God. We praise you, God. We lift you up and we magnify your name. We ask that you come in, oh, God. Come in, oh, God, to the service, oh, God. Come in and make this service what you would have it to be, God. Oh, God, we're coming, oh, God, to do your will, oh, God. Let no flesh, oh, God, be glorified, oh, God, but you be glorified in everything that's said and done. And we'll give you glory, Father God. We'll give you honor, oh, God, and we'll praise you, oh, God. Oh, God, let your voice be heard, oh, Father God. Let your spirit be felt, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, and we will bless you. We thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I'm glad to be in the service. Yes, I'm glad. Glad to be in the service. Yes, I am. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. Oh, I'm glad to be in the service. I'm glad to be in the service. Yes, I'm glad to be in service one more time. So, well, I realize you didn't have to let me leave. Oh, Lord, you didn't have to let me leave. Oh, you did not have to let me leave. And that's why I'm glad. Oh, Lord, I'm glad to be in the service. Yeah, one more time. Amen, 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 amen. Glad to be in the service. Glad to see all of you. Amen, amen. I was silent listeners. Amen, amen. We are so, oh, we are so thankful for you. We are so blessed and so honored for your encouragement. Amen. You just don't know how it makes us feel. Amen. 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 New callers, call again. Amen. Amen. We're going to move right on into the children's corner, and we're going to ask who are the youth that we have on the line today that would like to make a presentation. Come forth, identify yourself, and make your presentation.
The London Brothers.
The London Brothers, by way of what, Fort Worth, Mississippi, Fort Worth, Louisiana, Fort Worth, Texas. Am I right? Correct me.
Yes.
Amen, amen. This is Keyshawn London, and today I'm going to be doing a prayer for you guys today. Our Father in heaven, how we love you, how you love us. A new day unfolds, and we desire that it is infused with our worship of you as we turn our eyes on the beauty of you. So our spirits lift and find peace. Please pour out your spirit upon us today so that we can worship you in fresh ways. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Bless you, Brother Monday. Amen. Would it be another?
My name is Kinari London, and I'm going to be doing a prayer.
Amen.
Excuse me for a second. Shall I put it on?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Our Father, thy be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Upon the kingdom, upon the glory forever. Amen. Dear God, watch over my mom, my brother, my sister, and me. Watch over my whole family. Watch over this prayer line. Keep everyone safe on this prayer line. Let no one do any sinning, no bad things, no sinnings. And just keep everybody safe.
Amen.
And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Oh, amen, amen. Praise God. It's all right to shout out. Shout amen for our young people. Amen, amen. Praise God. Will there be another? Will there be another? Hallelujah.
I'm going to bless y'all with a solo tonight. This is Rashae Smith.
Amen. The mother of the London Brothers and our praise and worship leader, Ashayla Hilton.
You don't have to worry and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last away. For there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
With Jesus.
With Jesus, I can take it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
So when your test
test and trial, they seem to get you down. And all your friends and loved ones, they are nowhere to be found. Remember, there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus, I can take it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks. It's all right. Amen. My God. My God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my baby. Rashe, I thank you. Hallelujah. That's my oldest granddaughter. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to ask if Mother Wynn is on the line. Is Mother Wynn on the line? Okay, I'm asking if our sister Minister Sheila on the line. Minister Sheila. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Okay, I see Mother Regina is on the line. Mother Regina, will you come forth and bless our youth department? Well, let me ask first, is there another youth on the line? Will there be another youth on the line first? If not, Mother Regina, will you come and bless our youth and make your presentation as you come.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Thank the Lord for being able to be on this evening. And I've enjoyed the two young men with the prayers this evening and the mother and the sister. Such a blessing to hear the young people and you know, they sang so bold and prayed so bold, you know, because our young children, they are so, you know, everybody's ashamed to get up and say anything, you know, but they just come straight forward and go to singing or go to praying and thank the Lord for them and their parents and for you too, Sister Applewood. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for thank the Lord for all of you all, because this truly is a blessing, because I'm telling you, the youth now.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. It was early. I went to get some gas, and I walked in the door, and I was holding the door for the young, I don't know, a young man or a young lady, I don't know, but I'm holding the door to catch the door, and then they just come on in, you know, and I just said, Lord have mercy. You know, we truly have to pray for our youth. And the ones that do want to do right and get on it and serve the Lord, we are very grateful. And
yes,
thank you,
God.
Young men, so much. And young ladies, thank you so much.
Yes, Lord.
And may the Lord keep on leading and guiding you and y'all be obedient to your parents and your grandparents, and your days will be longer in the land of the living.
Yes.
God bless you all.
Yes.
And I want to read this poem, which is not a poem, but it says, The Power of Amen. It says the word amen is a Hebrew word. This is true. When you end a prayer with amen, you are asserting your belief that God will hear and answer your prayer. The last words in the Bible, the last word in the Bible, amen, signifying that all of God's word is trustworthy and reliable. It said, dear Lord, align with your word. May I strive to be truthful, trustworthy as you. And amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's peoples. Amen. And that comes from Revelation 22nd chapter and the 21st verse. And I just thank the Lord for this day, and because we are having a Lone Star Sunday School convention, and today and tomorrow at our church, and it was so nice today. It was so nice just to be going to church and not a funeral, and I can just thank the Lord for this beautiful day, and He gave us traveling grace, and everything was nice, and we went along, and we just pray tomorrow be the same. And I thank you, Lord, again for being on here. Amen.
Amen, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. Did Minister Sheila come on the line yet? Minister Sheila. Okay. All right, then we're going to ask you, any more youth on the line at this time. Thank you, Mother, for blessing and encouraging our young people. Amen. Okay, if there's no more youth, then we'll ask who are the elders on the line that would like to make a presentation at this time.
Minister Sharon Richardson.
Minister Richardson, amen. Would there be another?
Sister Vivian.
Minister Vivian. Amen. Excuse me, would there be another?
Oh. Wait, you call for everybody or just people that still want?
Anybody, any elder that would like to make a presentation? Are you, if you want to call for what?
Hey, Granny.
Hey, good evening. Come forward. Come forth and identify yourself. Do you have a presentation that you would like to make?
This is Mr. J, your upcoming grandson-in-law.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with that. Just come forward and make a wonderful presentation. We're so glad to have you on.
I'm glad to be here, too. Needed it. I need it. I'm all ears. I'm all ears today.
Oh, you're all ears today.
Here
all right.
Yes.
Amen. We credit God.
I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to receive the day, Granny.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And hang on. Stay on. And I'm sure you're going to hear much more. Amen.
I'm here all the way through. I'm receiving everything.
All right. All right, praise God for you, Brother Jeffrey. All right, all righty. Amen, amen, Brother Jeffrey. Okay, do we have another one? All right, we're going to have Minister Richardson. Following her, we're going to have Minister Vivian. Come in that order.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. God bless each and every one of you.
I will be reading Psalms 51, starting at verse 7 to 11. Verse 7 read as follows. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Verse 8. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Verse 9. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Verse 11 and last, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. God, where has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this line, Lord God. Thank you to bless the ones that's bringing this line. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you for the children. In the name of Jesus, thank you for their parents, Lord God. Keep them in your presence, Lord God, so they would not go astray, Lord God. And I ask you to bless each and every one of them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I thank you for them. Thank you for Sister Zeta and her husband, Mr. LC, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them and keeping them in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I please be so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' blessed, wonderful name, I pray. Amen. Sister Dad, I would like to also ask each and every one to continue praying for my cousin-law, one of the members. What's that girl name? I forgot her name just that quick. But anyway, she was diagnosed with cancer. And I think I told you all that when she went back to the doctor, that they didn't detect no more cancer, but she's going through chemo and radiation as we speak. When I remember her name, I will let y'all know who I'm talking about. And God bless each and every one of y'all in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Everyone that heard the request, we thank you, Minister Richardson. Amen. Everyone that heard the request, remember the members. The Mims family. Amen, amen, amen. I wanted to ask Brother Jeffrey, are you calling in from Georgia or are you in Texas at this time?
Yeah, I'm in Georgia right now.
Oh, okay, all righty. I just forgot to ask you that and I thought about it. Thank you for calling in. Amen. Come forward, Minister Vivian.
Praise God, praise God. A little song goes like this. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Up on the mountain, my God spoke. Out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Jordan River is chilly and cold. It chilled my body, but not my soul. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Praise God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this time with you. We are celebrating you, Lord God. We are coming before you, giving you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, God. We thank you for the children, God, that has come forth this afternoon. We thank you for every parent. We thank you for every potential marriage that's going to take place, God. It'll be of you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that bodies are healed, minds are set free, God. We thank you for the Mims family, Lord. We are commanding the cancer to go. In the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against this Mims, oh God, will prosper. That which the devil has meant for bad, God, we can believe you because you told us that we can have trust in you and we can have faith in you and we can believe in you. God, you can do anything but fail, God. So, Lord, as we going forth in this time of ministry tonight, we believe, God, that the cancer is gone. Because you say where two or three are gathered in your name, God, you said you'll be in the midst, oh God. So, God, cancer don't have, oh, yes, Lord, cancer don't have no place. Hallelujah. We are commanding it to go out, God. Whatever medication they have to give, God, let it be from you, Lord, God. Oh, let the herbs in that medication, oh God, manifest itself in that body. Oh, Father God, because you said the green herbs, oh God, will heal a nation. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are believing you, Lord God, for anybody that have a need tonight, God, that that need is met according to your riches and glory, God. Lord, if it's financial, Lord, if it's healing, Lord, if it's wisdom, knowledge, God, God, let it be tonight, God. Oh, Father God, we are, oh God, looking unto the hills. Yes, Lord. From whence cometh thy help? Because all, oh, yes, 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 Lord, we'll say yes. All of our help, God, comes from you, Lord God. We don't give no place, no place to the devil. Hallelujah. Because he don't have no place in our lives. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, God. So, Lord, we'll sing, we'll shout, we'll shout your praises. We'll give you all the glory which really belongs to you. And let you know, God, we love you, Father. We love you, Father, because, Lord, we realize what price you have paid for us, God. Hallelujah. We love you, Father, because what you are still doing for us, God. We love you, Father, oh, God, for your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, God. Oh, God, Father, God, your word is you and you, God. You said you would lead us, God, and you would keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Father, now. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, oh, God, for great things, oh, God, mighty things, oh, God. We just giving you all the thanks, the praise, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Her name is Sister Zeta. Her name is Brainyell.
What is that, Don?
Brainyell is her name. She's married to Deaconess Fletcher, grandson. They live in South Carolina.
Okay, spell that name for me.
Brainyell. Brainyell.
Okay. Amen. Brainyell. Oh, Brainyell, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen. 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 Did you speak to Minister Mims? How is she doing?
Oh, I haven't spoken with her today.
Amen, amen. Minister Mims, one of our great supporters. Amen. She buried her husband a couple of weeks ago. Amen, amen. She's going through her trying time right now. We want to remember her, Minister Brenda. This is Brainyell, and her name is Minister Brenda Mims. Amen, amen. And we also have one of our strongest supporters that had back surgery. I spoke to her this morning. She said she's in therapy and she's doing well, yet in rehab in Jackson, Mississippi. Amen. So we want to remember Mother Caldwell. Amen. Most of us on the line that comes on regularly remember Mother Caldwell. Amen. Amen. We want to remember all of our sick and shut in. Amen. We want to remember. Amen. I thank Minister Vivian for covering all requests, unspoken requests. Amen. She prayed, amen, from her heart. Amen. For all. Amen. Amen. But if there be anyone that has a special request, you're welcome at any time to announce yourself and present your request while we're yet on the line. Now we'll go back and we'll ask if there are any more youth that has come to the line. Amen. If there's not any youth, we'll ask if there are any more adults that would like to come, that would like to make a presentation at this time. Will there be another? Amen. Amen. I was seeing it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Who do we have?
This is Sister Patricia McGuire in Gretna, Louisiana.
Sister Patricia, come forth. Come forth.
Yeah, I just want to thank God this afternoon for the youth and how he's using them. I thank him for the special anointing that he has on them. And also, I'm in agreement with the mother for this boldness that they have. You know, they're vessels that God is using at this time. And then I thank God for you and your husband. And if the rapture tarry, you know that he said, may the works you've done work for you. But not only that, he said they're going to follow you. So I just thank God for y'all. And I want to read four verses in Psalms 34, and it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And then verse 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. Y'all have a blessed day, and I say to the youth, just keep working for God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my sister. So delighted to have you. Amen, amen, with us again, amen. God bless you. Amen, amen. And I'm reminded as you were speaking about the message that you brought on Monday night one night, and I would like you to present that on this line one at your earliest opportunity. Amen.
Okay, let me know. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks again. Amen. Will there be another? Amen.
Amen. Sister Brenda McGee.
Amen.
I just want to sing Psalms 117.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord, all ye people, oh, praise him, all ye nations, for his merciful kindness is so great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, praise him, all ye nations. Oh, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is so great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I just thank you truly the Lord for me being on the show, because it's been a minute. I've heard it and wasn't able to get back on, but I thank and praise God I was able to get back on this evening, and I enjoy everything I heard so far. And y'all have a blessed evening.
Praise God. I'm so glad to hear your voice. Amen, amen. God bless God.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Hallelujah. Would there be another? I take it. Goldman Powell say surprise, surprise, surprise. Would there be another? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Our theme for today. Hallelujah. Patience. Amen. Patience. Amen. Patience. Hallelujah. I hope our young people are still listening. Amen. Patience. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We want to talk about patience. Patience, amen, amen, and patience is so endearing to me today because of the fact I lost my patience. I lost patience yesterday. I'm not saying I lost patience yesterday. I lost patience yesterday again, amen, again. I lost patience again. And how many know, amen, that I don't want to continue to lose my patience. Amen. I don't want to be the one that's always losing my patience. Amen. Amen. It's so often, you know, we get caught up in saying, well, I'm not there yet. And Jesus lost his patience with some folks, you know. All of that is true. It is true. In the meanwhile, amen, he taught us, amen, to be what? Patient. Paul said this is one of the what? Fruits of the Spirit. Patient is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And the scripture for this evening is coming from Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 2nd verse. And it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Bearing with one another in love. Amen, amen. And this is what I want. I want to do what God says. Amen. Amen. It says here, God has chosen us to be Christ's representatives on earth in light of this truth. Paul challenges us to live worthy of the calling we have received. Amen. I want to live worthy of the calling that I have received. I want to live worthy of the calling because why? God loved me so much. He loved me so much that he has chosen me to be a representative. Amen. And to be a light of this truth. Amen. Amen. So I don't want to keep, amen, losing my patience. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The awesome privilege of being called Christ's very own. This includes being humble, gentle, patient, understanding, and peaceful. People are watching your life. They can see Christ in you. Can they see Christ in us? And the question is, how well are you doing as his representative? How well are we doing? And it says here, no one is ever going to be perfect here on earth. So we must accept and love other Christians in spite of their faults. When we see faults in fellow believers, we should be patient and gentle. Is there someone whose action is personally really annoying you rather than dwelling on that person's weakness or looking for faults? Pray for him or her. Then do even more. Spend time together and see if you can learn to like or love that person. Amen. Amen. We have to be found trying. Amen. Amen. I lost control. Did I lose control or did I lose patience? I don't even know how to answer myself, but I'm not happy about what I did. I'm not happy about the way I handled it. I'll say it like that. I can't say that I'm happy about it. And, you know, someone will say, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. More people need to do that. More people need to handle it like that. You know, you hear people say stuff like that, but we know what the word just said here. Amen. We are chosen. We are chosen to be different. We are chosen to be different. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bear with each other, and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Oh, my goodness. Colossians 3, 12 and 13. I want to remember this. This is the way I want to be. Yes, yes, yes. I want to be apologetic. I mean, it was like I exposed them, and I'm like, they should have did this, and they should have did that. And I thought about that, you know, like, suppose God exposed everything that I said and did. Amen? Suppose God exposed me. Amen? We may look at it as being a little thing. We may look at it as, you know, just being, well, it's what it is. Amen, amen. But the word was all over me. Patience, 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 patience. So in order for me to teach patience, I have to what? Be patient. And what I thank God that when I fall, I have an advocate that I can go to. Amen. And confess my sins. 1 John 4:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. But our lesson today on faith is knowing what God expects of us. Knowing what God expects of us. To be completely humble, gentle, be patient, bearing with one another. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. You know, I'm like, I've been praying, and God is not answering. You know, I thought about Sarah and Abraham. Amen. And I'm like, no, I think maybe he expects me to say this. Maybe he expects me to do that. Amen. But how many know it's always, you know, when we move on in our time and, you know, when we move on ahead of God, then if he he's showing us in our spirit, he's convicting our spirit, he's convicting our heart. Amen. When he convicts our heart, that's giving us a wake-up call. No, you did it. You did it. You said it. But don't boast about it. Don't brag about it. Amen. It's not a bragging matter. It's not a boastful matter. You know, you repent. You repent. So I repent because I want, as a teacher of God's gospel, I want everyone to know, amen, what he expects of us. And it says right here, patience transforms relationships. It can help you avoid becoming irritated, defensive, and saying hurtful things. It can slow you down and prevent hasty, selfish conclusions, decisions, I may say. Patience helps in developing the crucial relationship skill of empathy, the ability to understand life from the perspective of others. When you are impatient, you are focused inward on you, on what you are not receiving. On the other hand, when you are patient, you are focused outward, able to think and shows care and compassion for the other person. Patience is a skill that can be learned and practiced, and it is a result of chosen thinking over feelings. Amen. Amen. So we want to think about these things. Amen. I'm talking to me first. To me first. We want to think about these things. Amen. Because we know we're gonna be tested. But we want to do it God's way. Amen. Amen. One writer said, patience is power. Patience is not an absence of action. Rather, it is a timing. It waits on the right time to act for the right principles and in the right way. So it wasn't so much of the wrong thing that I did. It was the principle of it. Amen? So we have to be careful, because I taught a lesson, I think, a week or so ago, that God, amen, when we stand before God, I might have outed them, but one of these days, we're going to all have to stand and be outed.
That's right.
And when we're outed before God, amen, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You were faithful. You were patient. You were humble. You were meek. You were forgiven. Amen. This is my message. Lord, I thank you for this message, dear God, and I pray, God, that it resolve in every heart, oh, Father God, that we will be a better people, oh, God, in patience. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. 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 Once again, thank you all for coming. Amen. Did I hear Mother on the line? Mother arguing?
Yes, sir.
Did I hear Mother Wynn? Come for Mother Wynn and close out for me. And I'll say before she close out in prayer, however she will, that on next Saturday at the same time, on tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, the same time, Minister Vivian will be on every Friday, Minister Janice at 8 o'clock. Amen. Come forward, Mother Wynn. I bless you all.
Gracious God, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord God. You blessed us to come together for the little time I heard, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for keeping us, God, in the name of Jesus. Another day, another week. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. And we thank you, God, for the children today, God. You told us to train them up in the way they should go. Hallelujah. Oh, God, if they leave and they get old, Lord, it's an opportunity for them to come back. And, Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, help them, Lord God. Be submissive to the will in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, of those that's trying to help them, God, and that I shundle. Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for that word, Lord God. We have to be true to ourselves and true to you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All that, oh, God, those that true in heart, we see you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for everything and everybody, Lord. Everything has transpired on this line today. Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, we be blessed as we leave this line, God, until we all meet again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Zadie, and all of God's people on the line. We love you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Love
y'all.
Love you, too. Good night.
Amen. Thanks again, everyone.
Good night.